Oh, if you wanted to invite someone to eat, what you did in there to me, when I stood by my chair, what did you tell me to do?
I told you, sit down. Make yourself at home.
I did, too.
It's fine. I enjoyed you. I thought you enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed seeing you.
I did enjoy it. It was very good food.
It's very nice, you know, to meet people that you, where you think you're dressed like you, where you feel like you're not intruding. That makes lots of difference with me, and I know it would to you.
Well, it means a lot to me. I hate to intrude. Well, this thing, I'm intruding anyway.
I'm just telling you because here I am sitting here. I don't care at all. I don't do much anyway, and especially in the heat of the day, and I just enjoy it very much. Now, if you wanted to do some little bit of running around somewhere and go home tonight or stay all night, we'd get in your car and go run around a little if you wanted to.
That's kind of you, but I think I better take this thing back and have them check that short.
I see. Back to Siloam?
No, I'll take it back to Stillwater.
Oh, I see.
It in the lab.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd have to go back tomorrow night anyway.
I see.
And I'm reluctant to take that around when there's electricity buzzing about in there. Oh, and let's see, we said when you get gum, you...
Yeah, chewing gum?
Yeah.
We call it chewing gum. Chew gum or something of that kind.
Oh, here's a strange one. Let's suppose you're walking down the street with a man. There's another man behind you. The fellow says, does the orchard belong to this man that you're with? You say, no, that's the man back there.
Yeah, the man behind owns that orchard.
Uh-huh.
Something to that effect.
And let's say you're walking along with a boy, and this fellow says to you, does this boy own the orchard? And let's suppose that the orchard belongs to his father.
No, we'd say that's his father.
No, this is the boy.
That orchard belongs to this boy's father.
Uh-huh. We're just scratching up the odds and ends now. And if someone is in bed, and you don't know how long he's been there, you'd ask what? When did he...
I'd say, when did this fellow get bed fast or something? What's happened here?
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they'd tell me, you know, and I'd be surprised to know that he's in bed, you see.
Well, let's suppose that he has malaria. You might say, when did he...
contract this ailment.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's normally I'd say that very thing. When did this fella, say for instance, he had some kind of malaria or typhoid fever or pneumonia or something, I'd say, when did he contract this? When did this hit him or something to that effect, uh-huh. See?
Uh-huh, and someone who has the sniffles and red eyes, and this happens in the winter, keeps blowing his nose, and you say he's what?
Taking cold.
Uh-huh. Well, if you want somebody to know that you'll do something if he'll do it, you'll say, I'm not going to do that.
I'd say, how's that? I didn't understand you.
You want to know that you want a man to know that you'll do something. You might say to him, I'm not going to do that unless
you do.
Uh-huh. Is that what you normally say?
Yes.
Unless?
I'll do that if you will, or something to that effect.
Uh-huh. Did you climb trees as a boy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I climbed trees and shake possum out and coon out squirrels and things like that. Oh, yes, lots of times.
What's the tallest tree you've been up?
Oh, I imagine I'd say around